Now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's time for the Fashion Rewired broadcast with Brian Hill. During the Fashion Rewired podcast, we chat with successful fashion designers and business entrepreneurs who share their powerful stories of success while providing real-time industry tips, tools, and actionable strategies to execute today with the goal of designing our listeners' brands for success. Now, here's your host, Brian Hill.
Welcome to Fashion Rewired, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Hill, self-taught designer and director of Phoenix Fashion Week. So why should you rewire? Well, I believe every successful fashion designer and entrepreneur at one time or another made the smart and very necessary decision to rewire their brain, their attitude, and their actions to get them to the current level of amplified success that they have today. Each week, I meet and talk to amazing entrepreneurs and fashion designers, and this week, I'm super excited to talk to a friend of mine, Lisa Acquafretta, the owner and entrepreneur of Stay Classy TV. She's a fashion personality, stylist, producer, and also 2018's Phoenix Fashion Week Stylist of the Year, award-winning journalist, been on ABC 15, countless other news channels as a reporter. Professionally, she's worked and did everything from concept to completion, building relationships in stores, to pulling clothes, styling models, model casting, social media, to live events on TV. Also worked for 17 Magazine, covering fashion and beauty trends. Immediately fell in love with the industry, and we're lucky to have her here. And also, you've seen her on Sonoran Living as well. That is a ton of things, but it's only a little bit of Lisa Acquafretta. Tell us some things that we don't know about you.
You know, Brian, first, that intro, how much do I owe you on that one? That was awesome. You know, I've always, like, loved fashion. I think it's been in my blood since I was like, a little girl. My mom used to always say, here she is. She's, like, playing and styling her Barbie dolls and, you know, kind of narrating what they're wearing, walking down the runway. So I jumped on board. It started in middle school, high school. I was, like, styling people. Then I was, like, emceeing what they're wearing. And then 17 Magazine, that was, like, incredible. And I got to work with some of, like, the top designers. And I got to go, my ultimate moment, aha moment, I walked into that closet and I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm sold.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, in Fashion Rewired, we're always talking about how do you rewire, why'd you rewire, and when did you rewire? So take us to the point where you rewired, where you went from corporate reporting on TV to the current level of entrepreneurial success you're having now with Stay Classy TV.
You know, Brian, this is kind of like a Debbie Downer moment, but I was working local news as a news anchor, and I always loved feature reporting, but, you know, they say if it bleeds, it leads, and it was 4 drownings in 1 week, and I'm like, okay, this is not my thing. This is not what I'm about. And I would always really push for fashion stories and lifestyle stories. And, you know, I would get the axe on that one. It wouldn't make it. And I wanted something bigger. I wanted to rewire my brain and do something a little more out of the box that was mine, that I owned. My dad's an inspiration for me. He, you know, came from nothing, but was a hard worker and was like, you can do this. Like, don't be the person, married to the man, like corporate America, 9 to 5.
Sure.
Go do your own thing. Get right out of the box. And I was like, this is my calling. I want to do my own thing. Make it mine.
I love it. So for you, it was that catalyst of 4 drownings in 1 week, right?
Yes.
Amazing. And you said, I want to do something that's more positive. That's also about me. So then you had to kind of dig deep to figure out what you were into, but you already knew it was fashion and lifestyle, right?
Absolutely. I knew, like I said, since I was a little girl.
I love it. So take me back to when you said, okay, the drownings are enough. I'm going to go into become an entrepreneur that day. Or do you think you're going to get into the fashion industry with someone else?
You know, I always knew that I wanted to combine fashion and television. I just didn't know in what capacity. And I didn't know how to actually turn it into a business.
Sure.
Because that's the number one thing. Like, you can style all day long, but if you can't bring in clients,
right,
what good are you?
You got to monetize what you're doing, your love, and you decide to monetize it. So it's Stay Classy TV. You launched that. I want to talk about the 1, 2, 3 action steps that you did from that week of the drownings. What was the first thing you did to go in the direction of the entrepreneurship of Stay Classy TV? What was number one?
Number one, I think what any person does, they go right to their mom and dad. I picked up the phone. I'm like, Mom. This sucks. I'm like living and wherever, and I have to wake up at 2 a.m. I covered 4 drownings in 1 week. I don't want to do this. And I had that moment where, how can I do something else? My dad got on the phone. He's an entrepreneur, extremely successful. And he's like, I've been telling you, you know, go do your own thing. This is your time. You can do it. Instead of having someone own your material and own your creativity, you go own it.
Exactly. We talked to a lot of experts, and they talk about getting coached. So it sounds like you went to your parents for some coaching.
I did.
That's step one.
My dad's a killer businessman.
That's excellent. And then so then you figured out you got some advice from a successful business person, which is also a mentor, your dad. What was step two in going in the direction of Stay Classy TV?
You know, step two was actually just something real organic and real. I had been trying to think of a name for my brand that fits me and resonates with what I'm about. So in true fashion, we're like around the table, we're having cocktails. We all start talking about our favorite movies. Anchorman comes up, right? And then the famous saying, you know, stay classy, San Diego. And that was it. It clicked. I'm like, stay classy TV. That's what it's about. I'm about that with fashion too, but more the middle part, the classy side. Coco Chanel, taking it back, you know, someone who's natural and beautiful and it's classy and it's timeless. And then also, I have the fun side of me, which is just Stay Classy TV coming from Anchorman.
Exactly.
And people know it, right?
I love that. I love that. So for you and anyone listening, right, it's always about getting a good mentor or a good coach and then kind of identifying what you're really into, what you love. And then for you, it was a love of movies and also Anchorman and TV. And you're able to come up with a name that actually resonates with you and also a lot of people that don't even know who you are because they also go back to Anchorman in that classic line of Stay Classy. I love that. So then tell me about step three to launch this Stay Classy TV.
Well, step three is no joke. I mean, that really comes from, you know, that's the part people don't see. That's like the bottom of the iceberg, the blood, the sweat, the tears. You know, people see what's amazing, you know, what you post on social media, but they don't see how many times that, you know, clients deny you. You're like knocking on doors. You're like, hey, believe in me, believe in my brand. I can launch you to the next level. You know, I can style for you and I can do media relations. I can do PR. I can do your entire like portfolio. And
right.
you get denied. And it's just that perseverance.
Right. So people say execution, just do it. All those fall into the same category for you? You just had to go and do it?
I would say that, but my mom puts it best. She's always had this saying. She says, wake up and show the world you're Lisa. So that's what I'm saying. I just, you know, every morning, wake up, show them who I am. Show them Stay Classy TV.
I love it. Wake up and show the world you're Lisa.
That's what my mom says. Shout out, Mom.
Awesome. So we also know that whenever someone does some action steps and things start happening, and then you start having some success, some natural habits come out of that, right? So if you go back to the time where you rewired and became into Stay Classy TV, what are some habits that you're still executing now that came out of those action steps?
Some good habits. Honestly, I think it's being real. It's being who I am, like day in and day out. How I am in my personal life is how I am in my professional life. But I would say I am a little bit more like OCD. Like it's my brand, it's my thing, and I own it. So I take so much love and like passion. It is my baby, my driving force. But I'm real at the same time.
Love it.
You know, I can, you know, I can call myself out when I do something stupid and not. And I think people, that resonates with people because natural and real is what it's about.
Right. I get it. Yeah. So being authentic, being real is a great habit. A little bit of OCD, which means you're being organized and all about details. Sometimes in entrepreneurship and also creative people, they're not so organized because they're always saying, but I'm creative. But what you're saying is the really good habit is being a little bit OCD and details. Those habits that you're taking today, 2018, are working for you.
Oh, Brian, I'm like cray cray when it comes to organization. if you look at my Google, I am like, if you check out my Google Calendar, everything is itemized, color coordinated, and that's down to like my fashion sense. So I'm living with my boyfriend now. you know, watch out.
bling, bling.
Yeah, add bling, the bling. I was chic bling, add the bling, baby. Okay. I had to drop that one.
Yes.
Literally, I went in his house and I'm like, whoa, your closet. It's all organized. We have like different colored, like no slip hangers, you know, everything. I am about organization to the T. And I think that is so important if you want to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
Because creatives, like you said, they can be just all over the place.
Exactly. And when you start to become organized, more organized, I think it also builds your confidence. And also the people around you have more confidence in you, right? They give you more latitude. They give you more deals. They trust you with more clients and referrals, which is all the backbone underneath that iceberg of real business success, right?
Absolutely. It's just staying organized and follow through.
Exactly.
You got to follow through nonstop and have good PR skills.
Excellent.
That's the thing. You can do a great job, but if you can't connect with the person,
mm-hmm.
what good are you?
I like
That's how deals come through.
That's a ton of great habits. Being authentic and real, being detailed to the OCD side of things, be a little bit cray-cray, right? Follow up and follow through.
Yeah.
And then be your own, you know, public relations bandit, which is wake up and show the world you're Lisa.
I love it.
Which is excellent.
Yes.
So talk about your biggest accomplishment, do you think, to date from your Rewire. Give me one.
Well, I think it's kind of what we always talk about, thanks to Phoenix Fashion Week while I'm here. I was just stylist of the year, and that's something that, you know, I was kind of nervous to take it on. I may not show that, but I'm like, oh, that little part, can I do this? Can I take everything that I've done? Like, can I take my journalism skills? Can I take my styling skills? Can I take my creativity? Can I take the organization? Can I take the whole social part of it and kill it?
Right.
And I feel like I did. It's about making, you know, a production.
You did. Stylist of the year, your biggest accomplishment. I was privy to be there for that. So I feel amazed that you picked that as your biggest accomplishment. Thank you.
Thank you, Phoenix Fashion Week. Thank you, Brian.
For sure, for sure. And you probably know we're going to take you into what we like to call the garment district, right?
Let's
with some
it.
Rapid fire questions to really dig deep to find out how you are so successful. So we're going to get into the garment district next. We always like to thank our sponsors for supporting Fashion Rewired. The Phoenix Fashion Week Freelance Program. While building Phoenix Fashion Week into an effective fashion industry resource, we have been asked time and time again to recommend the services of our teammates and associates. So the natural next step has been to organize a system and network of fashion professionals that we could vouch for in the marketplace. The Phoenix Fashion Week Freelance Program is open to anyone needing fashion design, hairstyling, sales representation, photography, graphic design, web design, marketing, social media, styling, makeup artists, accessory design, videography, modeling, PR, event planning, and consulting. For more information, please email freelance@phoenixfashionweek.com. Okay, great. We're back, and we are in the garment district with Lisa Acquafetta of Stay Classy TV. So in the garment district, we always talk about wholesale versus retail. Wholesale meaning whatever you're selling or serving comes in bulk, and you're selling to like big corporations or stores and retailers or distributors. Or is it retail, meaning you deal directly end user consumer? Are you wholesale or retail?
I would say right now I'm retailer.
Got it. So direct to consumer, whatever you are serving and showcasing on TV, you want the end user, the consumer, to make a decision, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. So tell us about your biggest or your most effective business resource that you use to make that happen. What do you use the best to make someone make a decision to purchase?
Networking.
I love it.
Tapping into my network.
Give us a great example of what you did lately to network and turn it into a sale.
Well, I was already excited Phoenix Fashion Week, networked, and then I've been working with Time Style, and I got to dress for Coachella. How fun is that?
Yes,
that's
yes.
Straight up networking at its best.
You dressed Jacinda, right? You styled
She's
her
amazing.
From Time Style Studios, also one of our partners. And she went to Coachella and looked amazing. I never saw the photos.
With James Franco, may I add?
Did you show me the picture on your phones?
You know, I got an Android. We were just talking about this. I made the switch from Apple to Android. So I'm like, everything's all over the place trying to find things.
That's amazing. So obviously talking about pictures, we're going to get into social media. Social media is huge. It's super growing. It's not going to stop. We know it's here to stay. Tell us about your favorite social media platform and why it is.
So I'm a little old school. Maybe this isn't what everyone wants to go back to, but I truly believe that you can post all day, and we all do it. You got to jump on the bandwagon, But real goes back to my, you know, what I'm about, the real authentic, you know, face-to-face contact. I feel like that's what truly still to this day builds your network and people trust you.
It's true.
It's still, it's face-to-face. I just believe in that.
Your social media resource is networking still. I like it.
I do social too. You have to. You got to jump on all bandwagons. But mm-hmm. You know what? There's only one of me. I am getting more assistance and I am growing. But it's still that OCD factor in me. Like, I want to know what's getting put out there that has my brand, has my reputation, has my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still just, like, love that face-to-face, old-school way.
Got it. Is there a digital resource that you use? Is it Google, YouTube, something digitally that also gets the Stay Classy TV out there to be successful?
Well, I use everything. I use Instagram. I'm on YouTube, ton of videos. I have 2 websites. Facebook, then Facebook Business, mm-hmm. Pinterest, at Stay Classy TV.
And at all of those, what's your number one? What's the one you get the most traction, the one that people contact you the most, if you had to select one?
Honestly, it's my website.
The website. I love
it. The reason why I say that is I feel social media is good for brand exposure, but that does not actually get you business.
Mm-hmm.
Paid clients that are going to see your product and believe in you and want you to do work for them. I get that from my website. That's someone who's like, okay, I've already creeped on you. I know what you're about. Now let's do some work. Let's do a job here.
Right. That's good. So you're out there on every social media platform, having success, getting traction, et cetera. But at the end of the day, the website is where people consume you, right?
When they
click buy and they click, I want to work with you. They want to collaborate, hire you, et cetera. It happens on the website. Same thing for us. At the end of the day, people have to go to the website to make that purchase. And you can buy and sell on Instagram. There's no question. But we get better deals and bigger deals on our website because we also pre-qualify them with questions like, what's your budget? When's a date? When do you want to do something? And when people answer those basic questions, they either get off the pot or they really come serious.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but SHIT or get off the pot. Exactly, because brand exposure is great for social media. Who's Stay Classy TV? What are you about and what do you do? Okay, now I'm interested. Check box number one. Check two. Okay, you say you do television. Well, everybody says that now. We all have a smartphone, but can you actually do something professional? Let me go stalk you on YouTube. Oh, okay. Check box number two. Okay, maybe this is real.
Right.
Three, how do I contact you? Now we go to your website. Is this for real? And then it's like, okay, prices, here's what I'm about. And then if they check all that, like you're saying, this is business. This is a client.
Exactly.
And then it's that face-to-face.
Exactly. I love it. With that big smile you just had, I love that. So the current level of success you have right now, right? You're super young still, which is great. But if you go back to a younger Lisa, grade school, high school, junior high, whatever, what advice would you give the younger Lisa to reach your level of success faster?
I think I'm going to go back to what my mom told me. It's really that simple. Just wake up and show the world your fill in the blank. I don't think that there's an amazing recipe because you're going to make mistakes and it's all good. And you're also going to have some successes. And you know what? That's all good too. I think it's just being true to yourself and freaking working hard. Like, what is up with people who think that they're going to get it on a silver platter?
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have an internship and all of a sudden, like, I have your job? No, like, I worked crazy, long, hard hours nonstop, and I'm still doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And so going back to your younger self, what you're saying is you would listen to your mom sooner. Is that the advice you give your younger self?
Well, I'd like to say I listened to her mom. She's listening. I don't think there's this perfect recipe.
Got it.
There isn't. It's hard work.
Yep. You would tell your younger self, freaking work hard.
Yeah, get off your butt and like, let's keep doing it. Let's kill it.
I love it. I love it. That advice, I take it all the time for myself, right? If I go back and say, what could I have done sooner or faster or whatever it is, you have to go through some of these challenges and hiccups and hurdles to also succeed. So I'm sure you've been over some hurdles and some hiccups. Tell us about one of those.
Hurdles and hiccups? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I call it like freaking mountains. I honestly, there's probably so many, I can't even think of one that comes right. I mean, I've lost so many clients. I've tapped on so many doors. Like, mm-hmm. rejection is what it's all about. And I have the television part mm-hmm. on top of the fashion part.
Right.
So that's like double wham bam in the rejection department. I mean, dating made it easy mm-hmm. because I was so used to getting rejected from like the job side of it.
Right.
So it wasn't that bad.
That's hilarious. I was going to get you into what I like to do is read a lot of books. Have you read a bunch of books on rejection or dating?
I have, yes. I'd like to say I'm on a good path with everything right now.
Okay.
All that reading has paid off.
Good. Give us your two favorite books that you feel that the listeners, entrepreneurs like yourself and young designers, need to read to succeed.
I love the book by Bob Dodson, Make It Memorable. And it's all about visual storytelling. And it shows that everybody has a story. And it's all about, as creatives, how do we visually tell it and make it interesting? Bob Dodson, for people who, you know, who are not aware of him, he's on the Today Show. He's a correspondent. And he is killer at it. And he can get it. It goes to the business sense, too, because you go in there and you talk to a client about, like, closing a deal. And something that I learned, a great takeaway, is the silence rule. You literally just listen and you stop. And sometimes people say what you're trying to figure out about the deal you're trying to close by just stopping back and letting them listen. That awkward silence where someone says something that maybe they didn't want to say. And they're like, you know, you just kind of like, wait for it.
Yeah.
And then they say something to help close the deal.
Right. Got it. A second book that you would recommend for read to succeed.
There's another Bob Dodson story that he just came out with. And it's like America. Can't think of it off the top of my head. But it's his newest one. And it's basically that everyone in America, from the ordinary person out there, has an extraordinary story.
Okay.
And that's what it's all about for creatives.
So if nothing else, you're also recommending the author, Bob Dodson.
And yeah, I really like his stuff.
That book and also his latest book.
Amazing storyteller.
I love it. What can you be excited about to share with us for the rest of 2018 with Lisa and Stay Classy TV?
Oh my gosh, I'm picking up so many clients, which is, oh my God.
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah.
I've been picking up a lot more lifestyle clients, and can't name names.
Sure.
But it's all about repping their brands.
Excellent.
And I've also been working with the city of Chandler like crazy. I just worked with them with the You Look Marvelous fashion show. So it's a great, you know, wonderful city. And they have so much going on that I think people do not know about. And it's right in their own backyard that they can tap into that has to do with all sorts of lifestyle genres.
Excellent. So 2018, people can expect secret things happening. And then more business with the city of Chandler. I can dig that. So this was amazing, right? So I wanted to dig you out and get you in here after winning the big title of Stylist of the Year. And I wanted people to learn a little bit more about Lisa Aquafreda. But I want you to tell people how they can get a hold of you to further that client building that you're doing.
Yes, let's keep networking. Reach out, please. StayClassyTV.com, 480-269-2226. That's 480-269-2226. All social platforms at Stay Classy TV. All about repping your lifestyle brand for the media and styling as well. And most importantly, everything can be done concept to completion. From the idea to the budget, to the finding the models, to the PR, to the live on TV, to the web, producing everything. Let's execute it. Let's have that conversation.
Excellent. Love it. As always, we're going to have a blueprint for Lisa today so you can learn about her journey and how to also duplicate it for yourself or just be inspired. Thank you so much for being on Fashion Rewired this week. We totally appreciate it. As always, follow us on Instagram at Fashion Rewired. Again, I'm Brian Hill, your host, and Lisa Aquafreda, Stay Classy TV. We're out. Phoenix Fashion Week at Talking Stick Resort, October 18th through 20, 2018. Phoenix Fashion Week is the leading fashion industry event in the Southwest. The organization's mission is to bridge the gap between national and international designers and premier retailers and top fashion media. Phoenix Fashion Week's ultimate goal is to garner global exposure for Arizona's fashion industry through educational fashion seminars, year-round fashion events, and charitable partnerships. Phoenix Fashion Week is gaining rapid acclaim for its community service efforts and for infusing world-class innovation into the Southwest. For more information and tickets, phoenixfashionweek.com.
Thank you for joining us for our weekly 30-minute podcast focused on the business of fashion. Fashion Rewired is all about the successful transformation of your mind, perspective, and daily approach to your fashion brand. Make sure you listen next week for the Fashion Rewired podcast with Brian Hill.